What's happening? J. Martin Ramon, a fresh week of shenanigans and nonsense. Let the pity begin, ladies and gentlemen. We got no time serious around here. It's J. Martin Ramon.
It's Monday.
Jason Martin Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer on Twitter at J. Martin and Ramon individually at Ramon Foster at J. Martin Radio at Schaefer on Sports. Masters.
Man.
Congrats to Hideki Matsuyama. Remember what I told you on Friday morning? I did Champions Run, Moan. If you weren't
in the top 10
on Thursday, don't expect to win.
I remember you said that.
You know who was right there at the end? A bunch of people that were in the top 10 and nobody else.
Yep,
exactly.
Over the weekend, that's what I was remembering you saying that, Jason. I was like, you know what? Jason might be able to cover sports, or that might be a good job for my guy, man.
Remember I mentioned Xander Schauffele is probably the last guy that you could take seriously going into the weekend based on how he played on Thursday.
Yep.
Finished third. Zalatoris, he was right there off the path in the top five on Thursday. He was in second. Matsuyama just played rock solid, took advantage of the weather delay on Saturday, won.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most dramatic tournament. I'll bet you the ratings weren't particularly high yesterday. Well, I mean, do you have a sport or do you have an athlete that may not play golf again?
That's where I was trying to go with it. I knew you had the answers to it, Jay, because, again, you're pretty good at this job, really good at this job.
Occasionally.
It was the TIGER effect. Tiger.
It was. I mean, what I said yesterday on the Fox show, which you can hear, by the way, in the early morning hours on Sunday, if you happen to be, I don't know, leaving somewhere.
Yep.
You can hear me. I said the best thing for CBS is that Spieth would go really low, would play his guts out, and make it interesting, because he's the one guy, I think, that might have captured our attention yesterday. When Dustin doesn't make the cut, when Koepka doesn't make the cut, when Rory McIlroy doesn't make the cut, when Tiger Woods can't play in the tournament, there's a lot missing for anybody but the most hardcore PGA fan. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
So I was going to watch and I was going to pay attention to what was going on. Although, look, my attention's diverted. Baby watch is in full effect.
Please don't forget that, okay?
I'm working on walls out here. We got friends over lining drawers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot, Jay.
There's a lot of baby clothes in the house right now. All of them have been laundered properly with Dreft.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't even know what Dreft was until a couple weeks ago.
You know now.
I am indeed cognizant of what Dreft is.
Yeah.
All the while, Margo just staring around, just kind of like, I don't know what y'all think you're doing to my room.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on, man. But Jay, I'm looking at it, man. This past weekend was awesome. Hideki Matsuyama, awesome. I heard 29 years old. Imagine winning the Masters at 29 years old. First Japanese man to win it. Also, like, throw that out there. History was made this past weekend. But again, the ratings, and which I'll say this too. I think the fact that, you know, the pandemic happened last year, they had the Masters off schedule right last year. And, I mean, the crowd seemed like it was still there, still in tune. So people were hyped to actually have it at his regular slot. It's just you needed the guy that's in the hospital right now.
Well, here's the thing. The truth of the Masters is it's the Masters that sells itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are two events that happened yesterday where it doesn't matter as much as it would otherwise because the event is so big. And they both happen on the same day. And it was Sunday at Augusta, and it was WrestleMania.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who's in the main event of WrestleMania. People come out of the woodwork to watch WrestleMania that don't watch pro wrestling 3 days out of the year because it's a two-day event, but watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Who know what Bad Bunny did on Saturday night, but have no idea who half the people that they even watched on the show were, but it didn't matter because WrestleMania has become a cultural touchstone. The Masters is similar in that way. Now, it's more dependent on the athletes to draw in more casual people, but the Masters still does better than most every other tournament. And Tiger Woods did tweet out, congratulations to Matsuyama. He's the first Japanese guy to ever win a major. There were two women that had done it. There was no man that had done it. He finished 10 under. I said if he just played even, he would win. He ended up winning it one over And at one point, he was 13 under, and then he came back down to earth because that tournament's going to take you a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially when you hear the greens are basically like putting on the hood of a car.
Yeah. That's actually.
But congrats
wild.
To him. It was a good performance, a really nice performance by Matsuyama. It wasn't a particularly riveting Masters. Mm-hmm. We can be real about that. And then, as all this is going down,
yes,
Tennessee State happens.
Dropped a bomb. Dropped a bomb.
I don't know what to say about this.
I don't know what to say. It's a few things, I think, honestly. It's the HBCU schools are getting notoriety, and I do love that. They're creating an environment where they're recognizable, more recognizable, and they're bringing in guys that bring more credit to their football programs. The school themselves is historic, 100%. The football programs is something where they're trying to, I guess, something that they're trying to even the playing field when it comes down to dispersing talent across the way. And I think one thing we've seen from in recent weeks is Deion Sanders at Jackson State University.
Sure. That's why this happened.
Yes, 100%. It's part of the reason. I'll say this, and the only reason I'll lean on that is because I didn't know Eddie George was a football coach. I know he has a whole lot of football knowledge, and know a lot of football people, and himself has been around the game for a very long time. But I think it caught everybody in left field yesterday when the news broke about him being the new head coach of Tennessee State before they actually played the game yesterday also.
Yeah. So the expectation is Rod Reed will be out today.
Oh, he was out of there.
He was a guy that I interviewed very early in my career. Very nice man. So you see Eddie George. You see Brandon Fisher, Jeff's son, as defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You see Jeff attached to it.
Yep. See Jeff.
You see Hugh Jackson potentially attached to it now.
Yep.
George, per Football Scoop, wants to hire Hugh Jackson to run the offense. And George also, per Pro Football Talk, so take that with a grain of salt, especially since Florio wrote the article, could also hire Ray Lewis as a member of the defensive staff. So, I know what you're doing, mm-hmm. TSU. I know exactly what you're doing. And if you're TSU, you might as well try something like this.
Yeah, you have to. Again, Jackson State's doing, I know for sure. My dad, who was a running back at Tennessee State University, is probably just giggling as hype as he can be about this move right here. Because, again, this brings TSU to the forefront of, oh, okay, we got some star power in the house right now.
It's shameless.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
Very obvious.
But I don't hate it if you're Tennessee State because this is what's going to get people to pay some attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take a big swing and somehow you land this, then what do you really have to lose? If you go in there and it's a failure, you've still had Eddie George and these people attached to the program.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine it's going to hurt recruiting.
No. I mean, and also you got to think TSU just also got Master P's son committed to play at TSU also. So, I mean, they're making moves. The notoriety of HBCUs is kind of taking off a little bit. Deion is definitely helping a lot. Getting a guy like Rex Ryan to come down to Jackson, Mississippi for a football game. His staff also has NFL veterans on it also. And I'm more than sure Eddie is going to do the same thing. The thing is this. If Eddie hits well with this coaching job right here, this coaching gig at Tennessee State University, it could do something well for them. TSU could be on the same trajectory of growing with the city of Nashville, which, of course, Jay, you, me, Shafe, everybody involved loves to see the growth and expansion of what Nashville is. Maybe not all the houses and traffic, but again, the growth of this city is just up and beyond right now. And TSU is trying to jump in the fold with everybody else right now. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to is wins and losses when it comes down to a head coaching job and competing properly also and putting these kids in the right situation, which that goes with all coaches, not just anybody at TSU. But, of course, Eddie being a first-time head coach, he's got to surround himself around a bunch of head coaches, honestly, or guys that know how to manage well, because that's going to be the biggest thing I think that comes from this. And I think it differs a little bit from Deion's because we've even talked about Deion's situation. Heck, I went and saw him this past year in Knoxville play against Rob Ayer School mm-hmm. in Knoxville. Deion's already had the management skills of coaching a nationally known football team too. The the recruiting aspect of getting kids. I'm looking at Deion's roster. Deion got kids from Texas, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, and they're based out of Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of kids that he's already recruited. So we'll see what the pressure's going to be like.
They play each other.
Yeah, they do.
They play every single year in the Southern Heritage Classic. So you're going to get Deion versus Eddie George.
Yes, you are. That's awesome. That ticket's going to be hot at the Liberty Bowl. It's going to be sold out.
That's one that you could see ESPN televising.
Facts.
I'm
watching that one.
I know that there will probably be entities that will devote hours to this. I don't think we can. I don't know what you're supposed to say about it. He's got zero coaching experience, but his name's Eddie George, and it's the state of Tennessee.
This is big for TSU.
It's close to Nashville, like right on in. Like everything about this, and TSU's coming off a 2-8 season in 2019. They're 2-4
during the pandemic season.
Like, it is definitely a nothing to lose kind of situation here. Yeah. If he's interested and he's invested and he wants to do this, and you're seeing, I imagine if this happens twice, okay, it happens with Deion. And now it happens with Eddie George.
Yeah.
You're going to see more players choose to do this at universities that have either some kind of importance to them or they're just driven to improve the state of HBCUs across the country.
And the thing is, if they hit, which I think what Deion's doing right now has actually hit well. He's got this outside linebacker. What is his name? He was a class 6A, I think. Mr. Football here in the state of Tennessee. He is beasting guys on these games that Deion's played in recently. And he's also pulled a lot of guys out of the portal. It can be a second chance opportunity for guys that leave D1 schools and come to an HBCU school. That's the only good thing about it. Now it gives you a reason to go to TSU. You know, it gives you a reason to go to Jackson State because, again, you know somebody that's there, and that's Deion and that's Eddie George, man.
615-737-1045. We can potentially, or I guess we can, put a poll question up and ask for your thoughts on Eddie George to TSU. But we'll take your thoughts on it as we move throughout the program today. There's plenty to get to. There's more on Deshaun Watson because, of course, there is. I had the purple soda again yesterday.
Uh-oh. Purple drink.
The Zevia. No. No.
Not before the
I had
baby.
The Zevia grape that we discussed last week. And I am torn because it's not terrible, but it's also not purple.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that's adequate for a grape soda. Is it a grape soda if it's not purple?
It's deceit. We'll talk about it.
It's manipulative. It's playing with my emotions this morning. We're on Twitter at Jay Martin Ramon, and we're back in five. It's off and rolling here on The Zone. Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors here in Nashville. Hashtag baby watch continuing. A little naughty by nature for you, though, here. That child's going to be naughty by nature. You just know.
I swear.
There's 100% more bibs in my house at this point in time. Usually there's only the four for me.
I'm not laughing at that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not laughing at
Didn't
that.
Don't even own a lobster.
Because if I have visions of you with a bib around your neck, if I walk in your house and I see an adult bib, Jason.
No bibs.
I'm losing it, okay?
No bibs.
I'm absolutely losing it.
So what Schaefer put up on Twitter, today is the day.
Man.
To put out your thoughts for what we should name the baby. And based on some of your commentary last week about the crib and about Ramon trying to introduce golfers and about
awesome.
My writing style, we feel like you have this in you. But we don't just need names. We need reasons for the names. Show your work. And I see you,
right.
Whoever it was that said Ramon and Ramona, not happening.
Joey Bag of Donuts, is this?
Get a free bag of salsa with your name. That's about it.
Ramon and Ramona. There's not many Ramonas I know.
Now, we do like Ramona just because we like the books. Big Beverly Cleary household.
I really thought you was going to say because we've known you, Mon, and we appreciate your friendship. No, you said because of the books?
Yeah, Ramona and Beezus.
Ramona, yeah, I remember
Beverly
that.
Cleary.
Yeah, 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 Beverly Cleary.
We still don't know if it's a boy or a girl, even though we could find out right now because it's right underneath
you
the bed.
You keep saying that like you're threatening us with it.
Well, then I'll come to the house and find
That's
out.
True.
I'll take care of this, man.
There was a good friend of ours. A good friend of ours over yesterday was helping us organize and get some things ready. And she's like, I'll go find out. I can hold it for 2 days. And we were like, no, you can't.
Shafe, what you doing after the show?
We're going down to Jason's and finding out.
There it is. Just walk right in. I'm not taking my shoes off and anything. I don't care if you had the house sterilized. You keep threatening us about it. I could find out right now. It sounds like the old, I ought to mollywop you right now. Oh,
for real.
We had a stunt boy in the show. We'd have him go down and do it right now.
I swear.
Margo's been groomed.
Again, Shafe.
She's ready to roll.
Rub Margo's head in some spaghetti sauce, man, to find out what this baby gender is.
She doesn't know. Even though we are walking around like, you do know, don't you?
Yes, she knows.
The dog knows.
The dog knows. That's why she's staring at you like that's the wrong color scheme.
We both admitted yesterday we think we know what it is.
What did Abby say?
Same thing I said.
Really? Mm-hmm. What have we been saying since the beginning, Shafe?
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
We increasingly believe you guys are correct.
We're always right.
That's why we threw
now out. I pray it's a girl just so that turns out to be false.
That's why we threw out the name Rashafe. I mean, it's really a neutral name.
And that's the other problem with Rashafe is, and I've mentioned this to numerous people, it doesn't matter what we name the baby.
Nope.
Because the show fam's never going to call the child by its given name.
No. Not a chance.
Can't stop cracking up at this because we've started a nickname before this baby is even breathing its own air.
I'm telling you, Slay Martin has a ring to it.
Jason, we were throwing out names.
Yeah, that's like the lime around the toilet that you have to get off of it. That's the ring you're talking about. The lime scale that you've got to go to Kroger and get something to take care of.
No. So the names you were throwing out, though. You said family members were already sending them towards you, and y'all. Had
oh yeah, we had a bunch. Yeah, we had some friends yesterday that were in this, and she just shows it to me because she keeps cracking up. I'm like, what is the 2-drink minimum over here? I don't even know what you're doing. And she's like, just read this thread, and it's just 50 or 60 names that are coming through.
Yeah,
I was just like, you just need to send a message at the end of this and say it's been nice being friends. We're gonna go ahead and move on.
Let's just get this out the way.
But Mortimer Martin.
Mortimer.
Mortimer. I was like, Mortimer's getting beaten up.
How do you even spell Mortimer, man? M-O-R-T-E?
No. I-M-E-R.
Mortimer. Wow. If that doesn't speak of like greasy comb over hair with a bow tie on, I don't know what does.
Wasn't Mortimer one of the old guys in Trading Places?
Yes, it was. You remember in Coming to America's Mortimer?
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
The most famous Mortys are Rick and Morty from David Letterman's show.
See, I could go with Richard Mortimer Martin, but then it becomes Rick. And
now,
then it becomes
something else.
Yeah,
it becomes Tick Martin.
Yes, Ramon.
Dick Morty Correct. Martin.
No. Correct.
Dick Morty Martin.
That doesn't seem like it's appropriate.
What?
No part of that name sounds appropriate.
Somebody suggested that be your baby's name.
Well, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with the name Dick Martin, but the way he said it is, ooh, all right.
Okay. Like a 12-year-old laughing.
I don't know what Dick Morty is.
The Masters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sports,
What
man.
Were some of the other names, though? You said there was like 50.
Bo
Martin.
No. Which we kind of like that name, but
Bo ain't bad.
Bo?
It's not terrible. I mean, B-E-A-U.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because if it was going B-O, I'm like, I don't know if that's going to happen.
No. That's French.
There was, of course, Martin.
Martin.
Which apparently Martin. Was done specifically for Ron Slay, so we could just call the child Martin.
What's wrong with you this morning, man? You need better friends. That's for sure.
There were a number of
Marty.
There
Martin.
Was Michael Jordan Martin. Tiger Woods, Martin.
They can't throw in whole names. Like,
yeah, they were literally whole names because it's all like sports. There was Manning, Martin. Manning was mentioned a couple of times.
Manning ain't bad, though. MM. You know, that would be his nickname. M-squared.
Child would have to have a giant forehead.
Dog. Be better today.
I'm telling you, man. Giant foreheads.
You got a five head.
We're smart people, man. If you got a lot of space between your eyes and your hairline, and I don't mean like LeBron style. I mean like generally. It's a sign of intellect.
You said somebody were calling him Ricky Martin. What's the name?
Not happening.
Not Ricky?
No. Well, Dean. I could Dean, all right.
Dean.
But I don't want him to have to live up to Dean Martin.
No. I mean, your kid's going to be born drunk. If you name it Dean Martin.
With a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
With a cigarette.
And a tuxedo.
And three girls will also be coming out.
Oh.
All right, so what's the timeline with the baby? Because you're not going to be on the air the rest of the week.
Right.
Tomorrow.
You can't quit tomorrow. Us. Yeah.
All right.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm on.
Tomorrow, I'm on. Okay. Tomorrow you're on. Okay.
You're on tomorrow, too? Yeah. On Baby Watch or in the studio?
Here.
Oh, you're here tomorrow.
I'm going to do one more day.
Look at this. Look at this go harder in here.
I don't know what we're supposed to say. Like, babies are supposed to be, like, surprises and all of that.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Well, this one's on a schedule.
Yeah, this
it's on a schedule because of a little bit of a complication and just mitigating some risk.
Yeah. I mean, that
you gotta make sure. Gotta make sure Abby's healthy. You gotta make sure the baby's healthy. Gotta listen to the experts, especially when experts know our family.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah, I'm gonna do the show again tomorrow, and then we're gonna see what happens for the rest of the week.
Hey, if I can be real quick. The name that's really, like, intriguing to me, and this is just me, okay? And I love Rashafe.
I'm worried for this before you ever even say.
But after hearing y'all describe what his life would be, I'm all for Dean Martin. I'm going to be real. If this baby comes out with a Newport in his mouth.
Dean Martin's not coming out with a Newport. Dean Martin's coming out with, I don't know.
Oh, Marlboro Red.
Parliament.
I was going to say Parliament.
American Stripe. Something.
Lucky Stripes.
Lucky Stripes,
about?
Yeah.
The Don Draper.
Yeah. Don.
Blake Drifter sends us a tweet and says it would be really something if Margo gets jealous, sees the baby, and says to herself, who is this? I'm the baby.
Not the mama. I'm the baby.
The mama.
Yes.
And then attacks the child.
I'm telling you, Margo, this is not going to go over well.
Oh, that dude never touched home plate. That's the first time I've seen that.
Cousin Focus says, a boy, Bubba Yawn. So here we go.
Bubba.
Girl, Big Bertha. Nope.
Bertha.
Not going to be any Berthas. Talk to Rhett Bryan about it. Like, we like the idea of, like, classic names.
Yeah.
But not Bertha or Ethel.
What about Annabelle?
Annabelle's not bad, but it's too close to a dog that my mom grew up near. Yeah. Lulabelle.
Steve Martin.
Who's son of who?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dean?
Steve Martin.
Someone is angry with these cans!
Dean Martin.
Boy named Pippin, according to Michael DeJesus.
Who also declared for the draft this past week.
But he could come back.
But he could come back.
Yeah.
They have a timeline on that, too?
I don't think he's hiring an agent.
Long as he'll hire an agent. Okay, he's just trying to test the waters.
Yeah.
I thought everybody thought he was coming back for sure.
Pippin or Hayate for a girl. Mira. Mira and Pippin both mean surprising or unexpected since you never found out the gender. But what's not surprising is having the child. We planned it.
Okay. I hope Jason reads one of these names and somebody somehow spells Seymour. Middle name, Butts Martin.
By the way, we have...
Are we really doing Bart Simpson jokes this morning?
We have a sponsor last week for the Masters. That was Seymour Putters Company. It took everything in me all week to not say Seymour
Putters. I know.
It was tough.
I know it did.
You deserve hazard pay for that.
Struggle was real, y'all.
I know. That was your Twitter fingers is hot moment. Seymour Butts Martin.
Come on, man. Please be better than that.
Ah, can I have a Seymour Butts?
Yes, the bar. Yes.
I need to see that. Like, I guess Abby is up, but I mean, she's done with work now. Wow. But she has that full thread of names. I'll get her to send it, like take screenshots of it and send it over, and we can run through all of them. Some of them are very preposterous. A few of them seem like maybe they were serious. It all kind of seemed like a troll thread to me. That's how it came across, at least. Schaefer, what do you think of Eddie George? Not as a football player or a human being.
A great football player and an even better human being. Eddie George going to TSU? I'm going to be diplomatic with this. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Again, the thing is, one of the separators that I enjoyed about going to a D1A school that has funding is just that, though. TSU is going to have to change the culture around a little bit as far as the donation goes, the type of money that goes into these athletes. Because the thing about it, you can create an avenue for guys, but if the resources aren't the same, and they're not, if I'm choosing between going to the University of Tennessee or Memphis compared to TSU, though. You know, one of the things I enjoyed it, I hated hearing other guys go through, but not all college teams are the same. Some teams get a cold-cut sandwich and a bag of chips. Other teams get, like, filet mignons before the game. Other teams have training tables. Other teams don't. Again, Eddie and his influence, the type of people he can get around him, the type of stuff that can be done if they win and if they show progress of getting athletes. Who's to say they can't snatch one guy from the state of Tennessee or from Kentucky when it comes down to going to TSU to play?
Here's a question for you.
I'm not saying they can't. It's just,
what's the most interesting football program in the state of Tennessee now?
Most interesting?
Probably TSU. Is it Heupel and the Vols? And what they're going to do, is it Clark Lee at Vanderbilt in his first season and maybe being able to turn things around for the Doors? Or is it Eddie George, Hugh Jackson, Jeff and Brandon Fisher, and maybe Ray Lewis at Tennessee State?
That last group seems really damn fun, Jason. I'm going to be real.
Seems like a reality show.
It seems very fun, man. I'll say this, too. It's three schools you just named, all with first-year coaches?
Yeah.
Clark Lee, Heupel, Eddie George.
Correct.
Longest tenure coaches in Tennessee as far as football right now, MTSU and Memphis?
Oh, by far, MTSU.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Wow, MTSU. MTSU. How long has Stockstill been there?
At least a dozen years.
Yeah, man, we've been beating their brains in for years.
Listen to that. Who is we? Say it.
Western Kentucky.
There it is.
Somebody else, Titans Homer, has said Ramon for a boy and Ramona for a girl. So now two people have said that.
They ain't wrong.
Daniel Dawson's right. You can't go with Annabelle.
Can't go with Annabelle.
Famous possessed doll.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you can't go into the Conjuring universe to name your child. Pretty sure that's not okay.
That girl going to be a savage. First time a teacher call you and be like, hey, Annabelle. He's like, yep, I already know. I'm on my way.
Yeah, I don't think you can get away with that one.
No, you can't get away with Annabelle. Oh, by the way, I had somebody, one of the dads on my son's travel baseball team, said he wanted to give you guys a gift. I was like, what? He was like, a box with a rock in it. I was like, oh, okay, where from? You know where from. From Adams, Tennessee.
I was wondering where that was going.
No.
From the cave?
From the cave.
You want to give our baby a rock from the Bellwitch cave?
Jason, I'm just delivering messages here, man.
You need to quit that team immediately.
Oh, man.
I mean, immediately you need to quit that team.
Tell you who I'm taking with me. I can feel it.
Well, you hear the music. You know what that means. Cuzzo Mike in Cleveland joining us on the line. Mike, what's up?
What's up, fam?
What's up,
Cuzzo? I was trying to talk to Ramon about this THU thing, I just want to say, as far as Ramon, you said it, man, with recruits. I need to think about recruits. That will open up the door so much. Think about it. Guys come to Nashville and go to TSU already to kick in, party, meet girls, put Eddie George there with an okay team that's on the rise. Recruits will come very easily, very easily. I mean, I wanted to say that, and also just with the bringing Eddie George in automatically is going to sell tickets. And it's a beautiful thing, man. I really think that because Vandy and UT, they're still looking to get back to where they was at. And then now TSU can sell the recruits on, look, everybody comes here to party. We have all these Nashville local legendary names that come here, and now you can build the football team of TSU. We can make our own, I'm just going to say, a black powerhouse right here in the Southern Comfort and be there with Deion Sanders. It's a win-win. But that's all I had. That's all I really wanted to say, man. That's it.
Appreciate you, man.
Mike's not wrong.
Nope.
The reason why you do this isn't necessarily to win football games, because you aren't making a decision that seems like that would be the result instantly. It's going to take some time to learn how to be a college football coach.
Yeah.
Now, that's why you bring around, if indeed Hugh Jackson's come along and some of these people throw out their records in the pros, they do know how to coach. They understand the process of coaching. TSU is not the Browns, so it's a step up for Hugh Jackson.
As a former Pittsburgh Steeler, you are 100% correct. Okay? If it's me choosing between the Cleveland Browns and TSU, I'm going to TSU, baby.
You know, even if TSU just wins a couple games in the first season, that's more success than Hugh Jackson's used to.
I swear, 100%. But as Cousin Mike said to and we alluded to, is the fact that at the center of all of this, though, comes these athletes. If this is just a show to sell tickets, and I doubt that because Eddie's a smart guy, I don't think he's going to put himself in a situation like this. But it's bigger than just selling out the Classic. These kids want to win, too, and that's the reason they got rid of the last coach and Rod Reed. I mean, his overall win-loss is
60-69.
I think
that's what it was.
60-69.
I mean, Eddie George has also never come across as a me-first guy.
Nope.
Because he doesn't need this.
100%
he doesn't need to be a football coach to be in the public eye. He can just be in the public eye because he's Eddie George.
Right.
If he so desired it.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like the motives could be right for him.
For him, yes. And
doesn't mean for the university necessarily or anything. We don't know. But for Eddie George, just the fact that this is such an unnecessary move makes me think he sees value in it for others.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, you don't know anybody. But that's the way I kind of feel about Eddie George.
Yeah.
And always have. 615-737-1045. 737-1045 on Twitter at JMart and Ramon. Let us know, what should Abby and I name the child? Name the child. Doesn't mean it's going to win. Matter of fact, chances that you're going to name our child are about zero. But we still want your thoughts. Boy or girl, because we are taking it to the delivery room. Yesterday I got asked a question about my role in the delivery room.
Mm-hmm.
Baby watch update coming up after the break. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. I'm a hustler, baby. Oh, baby, where can you listen? Here's a poll. Can you hear this beat without doing what we just both did? That's it.
Rail, man.
Yeah.
The ageless wonder.
50. Isn't that what I said?
50. And look like he's 30, man.
Shane McMahon's 51 coming off the top of a cage.
Oh, I saw
people,
that.
People don't understand. God. That's not a trampoline.
It's not.
The WWE canvas is like falling on concrete.
Is it really?
Yeah, I saw that and I hurt.
God, dog.
It was just, I'd much rather go through a table off the top of a cage to the floor. I'd rather go the extra 5 feet through a table than hit that mat.
Goodness gracious.
And I'd always rather you put me through a table than have me just bump on the mat off the top rope. Always.
How old is he again?
51.
That's something that's a topic we need to have. When is too old for sports? Like, Tom Brady's kind of proven football wrong for quarterbacks. And, you know, you said he's 51 and hitting the ground on a wrestling mat?
I mean, he came off, I'd say that was at least 12, maybe 15 feet.
When is too old to be doing stuff like that?
I mean, that's just the way that life rolls, but it's not the smartest decision in the world. Let's go to Bubba in Dixon. He's up next on the show. Bubba, what's up?
Hey. I heard that little comment earlier that, you know, Bubba Martin isn't that good of a name. All I'm going to say is that dude sounds like somebody you can go party with. Okay?
That's true.
I don't know if I want my kid to be the party animal.
Yeah, you do.
I think you do. But you know what? Now I got to thinking about it. Let's get a little Stone Cold Steve Martin up in here.
Oh.
Walking around, smashing milk bottles together.
Yeah,
I'm thinking this would be a little Stone Cold Steve Martin. And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold Steve Martin said so.
Bubba, I didn't anticipate the like low-key Steve Austin impression that you pulled off at the end of that call. Look, Bubba Martin, and I've seen that now three times on Twitter in the response to our poll, or not, it's not even a poll, it's just at J Martin Ramon, baby names for boy and girl. But we do have a baby watch update, though. We have an important baby watch update, one that, Moan, you might actually be able to help me with.
From the studios of 104.5 The Zone and from the J Martin Ramon News Desk, this is an official baby watch update.
Yesterday, I'm minding my own business, and Abby's like, do you want to cut the cord?
What?
And I'm like, you mean get rid of HBO Max?
That was good. That was good.
No, she meant a different cord.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends that are about to give birth within the next few months as well, and I know one of them is like, the mom here is also a doctor, but the father... He's a really, really bright guy.
I thought she was an engineer.
He's kind of afraid to cut the cord.
I would be too.
I said I would do it.
Of course you would.
Because they're just going to tell you where to cut and you just snip it.
That's the feeling, I'm guessing, of the scissors cutting through the cord. I didn't do it. Again, you're in a different world than I am.
Did you say no?
No, I didn't have the option. Remember, RJ, I missed it because we were on the...
Oh, that's right. You weren't there for the birth of either one of your children. That's right.
Yeah, Miles had to be rushed out because his cord wasn't around. Yeah, no, I missed that opportunity, man.
If you want to combine, Petty Lane says, if you want to combine Ramon Foster and Jonathan Schaefer, a name for a girl would be Sharona.
Sharona. You all right with that, Uncle Schaefer?
Sharona's a great name.
Sharona's a really great name. Hold up. About this umbilical cord
thing.
Yeah. It's a couple questions I have for you. Number one, people save the umbilical cord and put it in a jar and... You know, do stuff with it.
Nah.
Y'all that tight?
I've heard that about the placenta. It's
That's where I was going. Nope. Are you saving the placenta?
I mean, I guess I'm saying that, even though I guess maybe she would feel differently, but as much of a germaphobe as she is.
That'd be a hell no?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I eat a Cheerio off the floor, I've committed a federal offense.
A Cheerio off the floor. I have visions of that. But there's some people out there that do that type of stuff. I don't know what they do. They eat it, drink it, or what? What with the placenta?
What?
People do stuff with like
drink it. What are you doing? Putting it in a blender?
I don't know what they do.
What is it? A smoothie? I mean, what are we talking about?
There are people that eat the placenta.
I've heard about that. Yeah, but
yeah, those people are bears because they got to survive in nature.
Yeah, they ain't the revenant here. It's Brentwood.
I guarantee you, there's some natural, holistic person out there that's eating a placenta, dog.
Yeah, don't call the show.
I'd actually love to hear that phone call.
Weirdo.
For a boy, Luke, as in Skywalker, or Bruce, as in Wayne. This is someone that understands me.
Petty Lane.
J. Martin Jr. for a boy. That was discussed going with my name.
Jason Martin Jr.
I've never loved my name.
JMJ? Jason Martin is a dope name.
I've never liked that name.
It took me a while to get used to Ramon. I think it's because we're from the South.
Maybe a lot of people hate their name.
Butcher my name. It's
the same way as I hate my voice.
Jonathan Martin sounds really good.
Jonathan Martin is it. No H?
What do you mean no H?
No H.
Oh, J-O-H-N? Hell no. That's the wrong way.
That's for losers, man.
All right, there it is.
Deputy Director Sloan.
Dewey
for a boy, DeBrickashaw.
Brick.
I'm not going with DeBrickashaw Martin.
Brick sounds like a partier.
DeBrickashaw Aloysius.
Yeah. Yeah. They ain't wrong.
Jordan Dean Martin. Jordan. JD. I actually pitched Jordan. She wasn't a fan of Jordan.
Really?
She didn't love Jordan. That was in my shorter-ish list.
JM. Yeah, Jordan Martin.
Casey either way, Christopher says.
Yeah, Casey either way ain't bad. Casey Martin. Can we do Ricky again?
No. We can't do it for the first time.
Living La Vida Loca.
Nope.
La Vida Loca.
That is a negatory.
Andre Martin from Andre 3000.
I like Andre Martin.
What was the other one? There was one there was one that I saw. Well, Emily Nicole for a girl.
Anna Nicole?
Emily. No, definitely not.
What? What's wrong with that?
Girl named Lorelai. We actually discussed Lorelai.
Lorelai?
Yeah, we discussed Lorelai.
The last
That's
part
a
of
name
lie.
I could never spell.
Lorelei.
No.
Lorelai?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Southern name.
Come on.
Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
Who?
Boy's name, Mike
Another
Jones.
Another show black people don't watch.
Don't watch that one.
Boy's name, Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Henry Morgan needs real help.
What'd he say?
Lord Admiral Horatio Martin Jr. First off, who is senior?
Oh, Lord.
Who is senior? Yeah.
Must and if it's a girl, and if it's a girl, Dorica Dulita Martin.
Dorica.
I think Ramon will especially love these names. I know your wife will love them. They just fall off the tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
Dorica Dulita. And Lord Admiral Horatio.
Lord Admiral.
I like that one.
Horatio. I like that one.
Horatio?
Call him Lord Abbott.
Nah,
Lord
we're just going to call the baby the captain. The Captain Martin.
Captain.
And we can't go with Bubba from Dixon, because Bubba Martin absolutely sounds like he's got the pole at Pocono.
If Bubba from Dixon call in again, I only want to hear the Stone Cold voice.
Yeah,
by
again,
the way.
From now on, Bubba and Dixon just call up and be Stone Cold.
Be Stone Cold. Like
Bubba Martin is going to grow up with Jim Bob Cooter's kid, is all
I
I'm
swear
gonna
he is.
Maybe he could be on Eddie George's staff.
Mm-hmm.
At TSU. 1 hour down, second hour of the hashtag fastest 4 hours in radio is coming up next. Your thoughts on Eddie George at TSU, we'll take those all morning long, or anything else you want to get into. But the sideline question underneath it all, name choices for boy and girl from the fam for Baby Martin, as Baby Watch has really hit high gear here on this Monday morning. We'll be right back. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.